Hi there, and welcome to the Adventures with Jesus Today podcast. I'm Lisa Vandenberg, and today we're going to talk about the delight of discovery. I was in contact with a friend of mine. It's Christmas Day, and we were just texting backwards and forwards, and he asked for prayer. And he said there are, in the first 6 months of this coming year, big exams that he has to take, and they're literally at a level so much higher above what he is used to that it's really intimidating. So he said just the sheer volume of knowledge that he's going to have to get into his head, and it's about medicine up to surgical level medical procedures. And there's a verse that I always love to give people as they're going into exams, and it's Psalm 119:99. It says, because we look at the Lord's word as our precepts, we will have even more knowledge than those who teach us. So it's a great encouraging verse to go, okay, I can do this. And as I was typing the reply to my friend, the Holy Spirit just said to me, Lisa, it's actually, look at it from a different point of view. First of all, you have the mind of Christ. So you have the ability to think from Jesus's perspective. So instead of looking at it from the viewpoint of, oh, there's so much to learn and there's so much information I have to get in my head, and then I have to do an exam and it's a 90% pass rate, you have to get 90% to pass the exam. Instead of looking at it from that laborious point of view of how am I going to get all that information in my head, it's new stuff, how am I going to retain it, how am I going to then do in an exam and get 90% and I have to pass this in order to, you know, progress in my job. We can look at it from that point of view. But he said to me something that just so delighted my heart. He said, if I'm teaching your friend and we're studying medical procedures, I want to lead him on a journey of discovery. I am the one that put your bodies together. I'm the one that put the chemical processes and the way things work, the way they fit together, the way the joints and the bones and the ligaments fit together, the way the skeleton supports you, the way, you know, all of the different processes of our bodies. God put those together. So instead of thinking of it as having to put all that information in our heads and then regurgitate it, what if it's a journey of delightful discovery of what God's already done? So I could see my friend and Jesus on this adventure going, oh, let me show you how I did that process. Let me show you how those proteins bond with this and this and this, and they make digestion happen. You know, whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. But the delight of discovery, of actually learning the secrets that Jesus knows of how he put things together. And this can apply to anything. It can apply to parenting. God is our Father. We are his children. So he knows about parenting, right? So instead of thinking, oh, I don't know how to handle this situation with my kids, or I don't know how to parent in this situation, sitting with him and going on an adventure with Jesus and going, Lord, what does this look like? How do you guys parent us in this aspect? How do we behave as children, and what does unconditional love look like? What does discipline look like? And you can talk to him about parenting. If it's in business, I know for myself, I do a lot of marketing, and I just saw myself going, Lord, you are the one that put together the thought processes we have about what's of value, what we should purchase, what we should actually go after as self-preservation, as growing ourselves, as learning. You're the one that put those thinking patterns in place. And I want to do it from a kingdom perspective, not a worldly perspective. So it's going to be his delight to help me discover ways to help people with information, to help us to transform. It's Romans 12:1-2, to help us to get kingdom truth and knowledge that replaces lies, and that can be used in my field in business. So I just want to encourage you that Jesus is actually delighted at being able to reveal to you how the Trinity have put together things for us to discover, for us to be able to search out, right? I don't remember where the verse is, but it's the verse that says something like, it's the glory of God to hide something, and it's the glory of kings to reveal it, right? So it says basically that we get the privilege of being able to, God hides things, not from us, but for us to discover, and he loves to come on the journey of discovery with us. So thank you, Lord God. Thank you for that amazing, astounding things that are in your mind that you have put together on the earth for us. Thank you that you want to discover them with us. Thank you, Jesus, that you have given us the mind of Christ. We can think from your perspective. Because we've been set free from bondage and we walk in freedom now, the truth has set us free. We can think from your perspective. And thank you, Holy Spirit, that you delight to come on this adventure with us and to reveal the glory of God to us. How amazing is that? So I bless you. If you're thinking of something as difficult, that you have to discover something, you have to figure something out, or you don't know how to figure something out, actually let God lead you on a journey of the discovery, the delight of discovery, so that he can show you what he's put together. Oh, what an amazing invitation to adventure. So come and visit us at awjtoday.com for more. We just love being in community, love going after these adventures with Jesus together. And I invite you and remind you that Jesus is inviting you on an adventure today. Will you accept?